Miss Ronald Kelly, Kelly, Ronald, Ronald. Date of birth is 4/23/1935. Date of service is 6/24/2025. Mr. Kelly is a very pleasant 90-year-old male with history of coronary artery disease, status post CABG, history of carotid stenosis, status post right carotid endarterectomy, history of congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, not an anticoagulation, secondary to history of bleed, history of aortic aneurysm, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of alcoholic cirrhosis, history of colon cancer, status post right hemicolectomy, and history of chronic subdural hematoma, who were presented to the hospital after having a recent fall. He was also having significant cough and congestion, not feeling well, was diagnosed with pneumonia as well as acute hypoxic respiratory failure. He was started on IV antibiotics, was initially placed on oxygen, which he was subsequently weaned off from. He received IV fluids. In the setting of congestive heart failure, he did got fluid overloaded and was subsequently diuresed. He was subsequently improving and doing better, but significantly weak. He was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, he's laying in his bed, stating that he's been feeling well, complained of feeling weak, denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitation, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease, no other complaints. He does states of complaints of pain in his back as well as his joints, feel that he is weak. Past medical history has been significant for past medical history has been significant for coronary artery disease, status post CABG, history of carotid artery stenosis, status post carotid endarterectomy, history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, cirrhosis, colon cancer, history of dementia, history of low back pain, history of congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, hyperlipidemia, history of ascending aortic aneurysm, anxiety disorder, history of depressive disorder, chronic thrombocytopenia, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and degenerative joint disease, history of subdural hematoma. Past surgical history has been significant for hemicolectomy, carotid endarterectomy, appendectomy, history of club foot surgery, social history, smoking, non-alcohol, he currently does not use alcohol, but has previous history of drinking more than 4 drinks per week. No other drugs. Family history non-contributory. Allergies. No non-drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. He does have history of coronary artery disease, history of CHF, as well as paroxysmal atrial fibrillation and hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, he denies any cough, denies any, does complaints of shortness of breath when he does any exertion. He was recently diagnosed with pneumonia. Denies any pain with deep inspiration. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain. Denies any nausea, no vomiting. Denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, he does complaints of generalized weakness. Denies any history of TIA or CVA. No focal weakness in the arms or legs. No history of seizures. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of joint pains, history of back pain. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HE&T examination was normal, pupils were equal, round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid brain, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, regular rate and rhythm, lungs was clear to auscultate, lungs diminished breath sounds in the bases, no wheezing, no rills, abdomen was soft, non-tender, mouth sounds were positive, extremities no edema, pulses bilaterally symmetrical, neurological examination, patient awake, and alert, moving all four extremities, no focal deficit, impression number one, generalized debility. Next, acute and chronic congestive heart failure. Next, pneumonia. Improve. Next, coronary artery disease, status post CABG. Next, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next, pulmonary hypertension. Next, mild aortic stenosis. Next, moderate to severe protein calorie malnutrition. Next, carotid stenosis, status post right carotid endarterectomy. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of alcoholic cirrhosis. Next, chronic thrombocytopenia. Next, history of subdural hematomas. Next, dementia / cognitive deficits. Next, history of ascending aortic aneurysm. Next, generalized anxiety disorder. Next, depression. Next, history of colon cancer, status post hemicolectomy. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, chronic back pain. Next, history of clubfoot. Pre-implant patients admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, will monitor his progress, encourage him to drink enough fluids, will check routine labs, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Robert Goin, G-O-U-I-N, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 3/19/1936. Date of service is 7/1/2025. Mr. Goin is a very pleasant 88-year-old male. With history of benign prostatic hypertrophy, history of diabetes mellitus, history of atrial fibrillation, history of coronary artery disease, status post CABG, history of carotid stenosis, degenerative joint disease of the spine, benign prostatic hypertrophy, hyperlipidemia, and morbid obesity, history of degenerative joint disease, status post left knee arthroplasty, admit to Wellbridge of Brighton after having significant weakness. He was in the hospital after having prostate surgery, has been having progressive weakness, generalized, difficulty ambulating. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea. He does complaints of weakness in his lower extremities, also generalized weakness, difficulty ambulating, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, history of benign prostatic hypertrophy, next coronary artery disease, next degenerative joint disease of the spine, morbid obesity, and DJD. Past surgical history has been significant for coronary artery bypass surgery, history of C-spine fusion, next left knee arthroplasty, right total knee replacement, cataract surgery, social history, smoking, none, alcohol, none, allergies. Allergies to simvastatin. Current medications reviewed and as documented in the EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. He does have history of coronary artery disease. History of type 2 diabetes mellitus, history of carotid stenosis, history of atrial fibrillation, denies any history of congestive heart failure, denies any shortness of breath, respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema, gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease, genitourinary, he does have history of benign prostatic hypertrophy, status post-surgery. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of generalized weakness, complaints of arthritis, history of cervical spondylosis, status post-spinal fusion. Neurological, he denies any history of TIA or CVA, denies any focal weakness in the arms or legs, no history of seizures. All other systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal, pupils were equal round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, irregular rhythm, lungs was diminished breath sounds in the basis, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, edema, both lower extremities, 1 to 2 plus, neurological examination, patient awake and alert, oriented times 3, no focal deficit, complaining of generalized weakness, all other systems. Impression, number one, generalized debility, next, type 2 diabetes mellitus, next, coronary artery disease, next, atrial fibrillation, next, benign prostatic hypertrophy, next, history of Merkel cell cancer of the left temple, next hypothyroidism, next morbid obesity, next degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan: patients admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility will continue current medications. Physical and occupational therapy would be consulted. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Faye Abu Ghazaleh, ABUGHAZALEH, Faye, FAYE. Date of birth is 3/24/1934. Date of service is 6/24/2025. Ms. Abu Ghazaleh is seen in her room today for a follow up visit. She says that she's been doing better. Her swelling of her lower extremities has been better. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. She denies any complaints of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no fever or chills. Overall, has been doing better. Her blood pressure has been on the lower side, though she denies it being dizzy or lightheaded. No other complaints. Physical examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal, round, and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart FNS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, minimal edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number one. Bilateral lower extremity swelling improved. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of DVT/PE. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, cognitive deficit/dementia. Next, history of anxiety. Next, history of recurrent falls. Treatment plan: patient discussed with patient about his symptoms. She seems to be doing better and has been stable. Her blood pressure has been on the lower end. Will decrease her dosage of Bumex. She will decrease her Bumex from 2 milligrams to 1 milligrams every day. We'll monitor her blood pressures. We'll review her labs. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. She'll call the office if she has any other symptoms or complaints. We'll follow up on her workup. Period. End of dictation. Next patient is Claudia O'Green, O-G-R-E-E-N, Claudia, C-L-A-U-D-I-A, date of birth is 9/14/1952, date of service is 6/24/2025. Ms. O'Green is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She states that she's been doing well. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting, no fever. No diarrhea, no fever or chills. Overall, she feels that she has been doing well since she has been on the Buspar. Her mood has been better. She says her blood sugar is still are elevated and fluctuating. She's been trying to watch her diet. She's not much very active. She's mostly laying in her bed or sitting in the chair. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart FNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, No edema. Impression number one, type 2 diabetes mellitus, insulin independent, poorly controlled. Next, history of congestive heart failure. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, COPD. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, depressive disorder. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, history of left adnexal cyst. Treatment plan: discuss with patient about her symptoms, review her blood sugar readings, will increase her dose of Lantus insulin to 30 units. She was encouraged to eat, make better choices in her food, avoid sweets and simple and carbs, continue other medications. She will continue on the Trulicity, continue other medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Stanley Sokolowski, S-O-K-O-W-L-O-W-S-K-I. Stanley Sokolowski, S-O-K-O-L-O-W-S-K-I. Stanley, S-T-A-N-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 3/15/1948. Date of service is 6/24/2025. Mr. Sokolowski is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit at the request of the nurse, since he has some redness of his lower extremities, also some swelling and drainage. He denies any complaints of any pain in his legs. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations. He denies any complaints of nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. He states that his back pain and joint pains have been stable. He has been taking his pain medications. He denies any complaints of any fever or chills, denies any nausea or vomiting. Has been trying to keep his legs up. He also wears the compression device for his lower extremities, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart rhythm was 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no chronic edema, both lower extremities, with chronic skin changes. Slight dermatitis, both lower extremities. Impression number 1. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart rhythm was 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, chronic edema. Both lower extremities, redness of the skin as well as slight warmness. Chronic dermatitic skin changes present both lower extremities. Impression number 1, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next, swelling both lower extremities. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of atrial fibrillation. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, history of depression. Next, history of gout. Next, DJD. Treatment plan: discuss the patient about his symptoms. Let's start him on Bactrim DS, 1 tablet twice a day. Keep his legs elevated, continue other medications. We'll monitor his progress, we'll follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.